and one of the better celebrity stories from Mr. Kevin Smith. So at the end of the, like, she was there for like an hour and change, and when she was all done, you know, she was like, can I hit the bathroom before I get out of here? I said, yeah, the bathroom right here at the top of the stairs. Then I went downstairs to wait for her because I didn't want to hear any of those J-Lo bathroom noises. Yeah, right. So I'm waiting for like 15 minutes go by, and she didn't return, and I was like, is this broad ripping me off upstairs? Like, what is she doing? So she comes downstairs and like smokes out of the house. She's like, I got to go, bye. And I was like, all right, bye. And I didn't think anything of it, and then I went upstairs to clean up all the tissues and stuff, and then I took the toilet paper roll and went to put it back in the bathroom. That's when I noticed that was the only roll of toilet paper in the bathroom.
Oh,
so she was trapped
God.
In that bathroom with no toilet paper. And I was like, could you imagine, like, she's going through this horrible, heartbreaking incident where she, her relationship's falling apart, and she's trapped in the
no toilet paper. Who knows what went on in there?
I know. Take a shower, dude.
Totally. But I did notice, I went in there afterwards, and I noticed we always had two hand towels hanging by the sink, and one was missing.
All right.
So maybe she, like, spirited away in her
heart. Oh, you know too well. Stolen by J-Lo, Kevin Smith, on this show a while ago, and he's on again right now. Hey, Kev.
Good morning, sir. How are you? It's a weird experience listening to yourself on the radio.
Did that story make the book, My Boring Ass Life, The Uncomfortably Candid Diary of Kevin Smith?
I don't think it did, man. It might have been an exclusive for you guys.
Cool. Best story ever.
Well, the book is good. I'm only about halfway through it, but there's some great stuff in here. And writing a book, I don't know if it necessarily seems like what we know about you or not, that you, it would be something that you would do. Did you have to be convinced to do it?
You know, I actually didn't write a book. I just wrote an online blog that somebody, I'd written so much of it, somebody came up to me and said, hey, we'd like to publish this. And I said, do I have to do any work? And they said, well, you already did all the work. I said, then go with God, publish it if you must. So basically, I wound up writing a book without intending to write a book.
Yeah. That's the good thing about the internet. All that stuff is there.
Right.
And
totally. Anybody could do this. All the emails you've ever written, anything you've ever posted, if somebody collected them all under, you know, two covers, that's essentially what this is.
Well, you know, you got props from Ben Affleck, who was in town last night showing everybody Gone Baby Gone and mentioned you as a definite mentor as far as directing goes, but he's really getting good reviews on this movie.
That's an awesome, yeah, have you seen it yet?
No.
It's an awesome, awesome movie. I mean, it has the flavor, a deep, deep flavor of Boston, but it's just a compelling flick, and it's so, it breaks my heart because it's the first movie he's ever made, you know, feature length, and it's better than anything I've done in 13 years.
Wow.
And you hate that. You hate when your friend first time up at bat makes you look like a fool, like just makes you look like a total amateur and whatnot. Like, I guarantee the dude walks away with award nominations this year.
Good for him. I've always liked him. Does it kind of piss you off when, like, a guy like Ben Affleck, who's your buddy, takes so much heat, especially in the, you know, Boston area, for the J-Lo thing and the lack of respect and, you know, for not doing great movies so much, and then he gets beat up all the time to finally get a project done that's going to blow everybody away? You must be pumped.
That's very cool. I mean, at the end of the day, he did take, like, 2 years at least, minimum, maybe three, of hardcore heat from all ends. And it's a fantastic comeback. Like last year, you know, he had Hollywoodland where he played George Reeves, and that was nice. He got a bunch of cool critical notices. But this will change everybody's mind about the dude in terms of, oh, we thought we knew who he was, but look, he's a brilliant director as well. So, yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, what's good for him is totally good for me, because there's one more dude I could borrow money off of if I have to one day.
Oh, come on, Kevin.
It's true, man. I like to keep my ducks up just in case everything goes in the crapper for me. That way I could call up people like him and be like, I helped you out once. Give me money.
There was an article I read this morning about this spinoff of Heroes, and I don't watch Heroes, but I know a lot of people do. Are you directing an episode of the spinoff?
Yeah, I signed up to do it back in July, and it won't air until April. But there's a spinoff called Heroes Origins, and it kind of takes place in the Heroes universe, but we create new characters. Tim Kring, the guy that created Heroes, hired a bunch of people to create new characters that may kind of be used on the show next year. But it sounds like a cool thing. I get to write and direct it and whatnot.
Well, y'all, and you directed the pilot episode of Reaper, which has been getting great reviews all across the board, that premieres tonight on the CW.
Yeah, it's on CW tonight. Where is CW in Boston?
I 56, I think. It's like, I think it's on Channel 56.
Well, that sounds way down on the dial, doesn't it?
But it's like 10 or 9 in the actual number channel, but it's called the 56. But yeah, all the papers have said it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really, really good, actually, in terms of being a pilot. I can't speak for the rest of the series. Hopefully it's as enjoyable, but the pilot really does kind of kick ass. And I didn't write it, I just directed it, but, you know, you can kind of feel my flavor all throughout it. But there's a dude on the show, Tyler Labine, who's pretty genius. Pretty funny dude, and Ray Wise plays the devil, and if you ever watched Twin Peaks, he was Leland Palmer, the guy that killed Laura Palmer. He's fantastic in this. It's a really funny show, actually. It's total, and then if you're sitting there watching it going, I can't believe CW made something worth watching.
Kevin Smith is our guest, and what's up, is there another Jay and Silent Bob movie coming? I see things on the internet about it, yes or no?
No, the next flick we're going to do, we start in January, is called Zach and Miri Make a Porno. Guess what that's about.
I wonder. The girls who just left us would not be happy with you. You're promoting sex and it's causing all kinds of disturbing trends among our teens. Yes, Mr. Shu.
Kevin Smith, correction, I believe it was Evil Bob who took over Leland's body and killed Laura Palmer.
Correct.
Yeah, but technically it was. I mean, if you want to get geeky about it, I guess you're right. But he was Leland.
Totally.
What a nerd alert that was.
I'm not the one doing an origin for heroes.
Good. Well, touche, sir. Touche. I got to call up Tim Kring and be like, keep the money, dude. I don't want to be identified as a nerd because I did Heroes Origin.
Were you waiting in line all night to get Halo 3?
No, I've never played Halo 1, so
that was
a phenomenon that kind of passed me by.
We could test Kevin to see how bad he is. What celebrity that's important to your life is celebrating a birthday today, Kevin?
That's important to my life? I don't. Can you give me a little more than that? A little more hint?
Obsessed with the movie.
Obsessed with the movie. I have no idea.
Heather Locklear?
Luke Skywalker. Come on.
Today's Mark Hamill's birthday?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yes, come on. All right, well, the book is called, and by the way, you'll enjoy it. It's all of Kevin's great blogs. It's called My Boring-Ass Life, The Uncomfortably Candid Diary of Kevin Smith. All right, thanks for being on, bro.
Thanks for having, guys.
See you, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Not bad.
Hey, good. Hey, Mark and Mike are here with me. Our other host, Drew, is off, as you probably heard.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, but anyway, Kevin, it was great to have you in studio a while back. We really enjoyed your visit, and now you've come out with this book called My Boring-Ass Life, The Uncomfortably Candid Diary of Kevin Smith. And unfortunately, Kevin, we just got the book. We haven't had a chance to look into it or to read it yet. But
let's just talk about the weight of the book, then, how much it weighs.
Exactly, because this thing is absolutely huge, and it's not like it's big print either. It's kind of small print.
You can stop an elephant with this book. It's so heavy.
I bet this would come in at about 4 pounds.
I guess if quantity met quality, then it's an excellent book.
Kevin, this came from all your blogging activities. Is that right?
Yeah, basically it's a collection of like a year and a half, maybe 2 years worth of blogs that I've written for the last 2 years.
In which you've taken on a variety of subjects. It's funny just reading things that are in this thing, your views on strip clubs, threesomes, and your unnatural love of Star Wars.
Right.
What are your views on threesomes?
Threesomes, just, I always feel it's better how does one say it on the radio? To reach the moment of truth before one enters into a threesome, because it tends to, in the light of day, after the heat of the moment, you tend to rethink the whole thing. Always sounds like a good idea until you're finished, if you will, and then you're like, what happened? Why did I do that? It was terrible.
There's always that moment of clarity for something.
Mm-hmm. that horrible moment of clarity where, like, after what should have been the greatest moment of your life, you're like, why did I do that?
What is your fundraising poetry slam with Eva Longoria? What's that all about?
We have this this fundraiser once a year for my kids' school because, of course, the neediest cause on the planet is private school white kids. And and we put together a poetry event because it's during Poetry Month in April. And a bunch of famous people who you wouldn't really identify with poetry kind of come up and do readings. And they don't sit there really and read from a book. They'll, like, read either Dr. Seuss or pieces of the Iliad, or sometimes they just make up their own stuff. We've had some cool people come do it. Carrie Fisher did it, and Eddie Izzard did it, and
Johnny Rotten,
who was awesome. He did this kind of a cappella rendition of God Save the Queen, and just basically assaulted the audience. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, man. Hey, Kevin, I know you talk a lot, in, or at least some in the book, about your wife, Jen, and your kid and all that. I just wondered if you're Kevin Smith, the engineer from Ford Motor Company, are you married to that Playboy model wife, Jen?
I don't know. Probably not. I mean, at the end of the day, I wouldn't have even met Jen if I hadn't got into film, right? Because she interviewed me at USA Today. That's how we met. Something similar to this. So be careful, because I might be charming enough to woo you guys into marriage. She interviewed me as a journalist, and that's kind of where we met and hit it off. So if I was Kevin Smith, who was working at Quick Stop Convenience in New Jersey, I don't think she would have interviewed me, and we never would have met in the first place. But, you know, I think the job helps, certainly helps. If I was penniless Kevin Smith, I'm sure she'd be like, keep walking, buddy.
And was she 7 months pregnant at the time?
With somebody else's kid, yes. No, of course. She was 7 months pregnant when we got married, yeah. With my kid, thank God.
Yeah.
I think. The kid looks an awful lot like me.
Hey, Kev, I know you're a big fan of TiVo, too. Can you believe that there was a day, not too long ago even, that we lived without TiVo?
It's insane, man. Like, probably next to the Internet, the most brilliant invention of the 20th century. Like, never mind the car. Never mind the airplane, or antibiotics that cure diseases. Essentially, a smart digital VCR. How did we live without it?
I know.
Because it was so hard to program a VCR, but all we have to do is just click on a word, man.
Yeah,
and it just records it up and down the dial. It's insane. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's indispensable.
Yeah, mine went down a couple weeks ago for a day.
Well, that's the best TiVo. Any TiVo that goes down, that's then what are you married for, you know? Something that records programs for you and goes down is tremendous.
You know, I had a problem with mine recently where I don't know what went wrong with it. And every once in a while it still does this. I'll be going along and then I want to back up and look at something, say it was a newscast or something, and toward the end I want to go to the front and see what's going on. And I'll hit rewind and nothing happens, so I hit rewind again. Now I've got two backwards arrows. Nothing's happened yet. So I press it again. Now there's actually three arrows, and all of a sudden it takes. And then, boom, it goes sailing back, and I went, whoa, 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 and then I hit play, and then I try to go forward, and it keeps all these commands and cues somewhere, and then unleashes them all at once, and the video picture is like roaring left, stop, forward, pause, back, and I don't know what's wrong with it, but it literally spins out of control. Has that ever happened to anybody, or is that just me?
Not to me, man. My TiVo has always been pretty darn good to me, and we were, and you know, I put it through a lot of wear and tear, put a lot of stuff on it, take a lot of stuff off, got it set for tonight to record Reaper, the show that I directed.
And
the Letterman show,
And the Letterman show. Tonight I appear on Letterman, so I have my TiVo set. You know, when you can put your favorite names or names of people that you like to record, I put myself in TiVo, sir.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I'd get pretty high on that.
I do that too, Kevin, and nothing comes up.
Yeah.
It doesn't record anything. And Kevin, speaking of this stuff that you're working on so many things, I got to ask you, we're huge Heroes fans, and we understand that you wrote and directed one of the first Origins episodes.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of writing it, and I direct it sometime after the beginning of the year, but and I think it airs in April, but it's called Heroes Origins. It's a spinoff from Heroes, of course, and it takes place in their universe, but we create new characters and kind of tell one-off stories, and if they like the characters, they can incorporate them into the show. So it'll be kind of cool. I just don't want to be the guy that ruins Heroes for everybody. And thankfully I can't, because I'm not using any of the people from the main show.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like, if you like Claire the cheerleader, Kevin Smith's really going to ruin it for you, you know. She won't be on my
line. Yeah, that's a tough one to be entrusted with. You're also entrusted with, I don't know where the status of it is now, but what about Fletch?
Fletch, I jumped off of 2 years ago, because I wanted to cast Jason Lee, and they didn't want to cast Jason
really?
Lee, so we went our separate ways.
They're probably kicking themselves now with where Jason's gone the last 2 years.
You would think, man, you would think, because this stuff has really taken off.
Okay, what about Red State, then?
Red State I finished writing, and hopefully we're going to shoot that later in the next year after we shoot, first up we're going to shoot a comedy called Zach and Miri Make a Porno. We start that in January.
And what's the plot line for that?
Take a guess, sir. And basically, it's a meditation on the Holocaust. No, man, it's pretty much like Zach and Mary Make a Porno. There it is. You don't even need to see the movie. The title is so self-explanatory.
Hey, real quick, Kevin, I know you gotta run here, but how's Muse doing?
He is doing excellent, sir. He's coming up on 5 years completely clean and sober. He's been shooting a bunch of indie flicks this year. He'll be in Zach and Miri Make a Porno when we start in January. But he's doing very well. Got himself a house and girlfriend he's been with for like a year and a half. It's weird. He's all grown up now. Him and I just did a college gig together at Cornell. And after the gig was done, he had an opportunity to go take a ride with us down to Jersey to go play some poker. And he was like, no, I got to get back. I left my lady and I've been away for too long. I was like, dude, it's been 18 hours. You know, come play poker with a bunch of men. And he couldn't do it, man. He's like, we got a dog together. I got responsibilities now. And when that dude's talking about responsibilities, you know it's all over.
Yeah.
He's aged, man. He's aged.
Oh, man. All right, well, your book, My Boring Ass Life, The Uncomfortably Candid Diary of Kevin Smith, available everywhere, I'm guessing?
I think so, sir. God willing, yes. Although I'm sure there are bookstores that would be like, who's this guy? We're not ordering this. But yes, I would imagine it's available pretty much anywhere. You could always go buy it online and whatnot.
Sure, sure. Okay, Kevin, we'll look forward to that. And of course, yeah, I mentioned stores today. And we'll look for you on Letterman tonight.
Letterman tonight, sir. Reaper before Letterman at 9 o'clock on CW, wherever that is in Detroit.
Yeah, we'll be all over it. We love you, Kevin. Always a fan, all of us. So
thanks, guys.
For coming by. Thanks for stopping by.
Okay.
Okay, Kevin, best of
luck.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Very good, sir. Very good.
I
remember it seemed like such a short time ago that I was in there.
I know. And I got to tell you, the other day, I'm going through some files on my computer, and I see this picture of the two of us together from the last time you were in the studio.
Mm.
And as I'm looking at it, I'm going like, God, I miss Kevin. You know, I wish he'd come back. And then literally the next day I get this call saying, hey, we're booking Kevin Smith for an author tour for a book he's doing. And I went like, oh, cool. All right, but I would prefer that your lovely self were here in the studio.
I would prefer to be there. I was just in Philly for about 2 hours the other day.
On my way up to Ithaca. Stuck at a train station?
I know. On my way up to Ithaca, New York, in the airport. So it gave me just enough time to have a bunch of chocolate-covered pretzels in the airport. And then when I came back from Ithaca, I went over to Geno's and I had a cheesesteak.
There's my man.
There it is.
All right. If you haven't figured that yet, Kevin Smith is on the line. He's got a new book out called My Boring Ass Life, The Uncomfortable Candid Diary of Kevin Smith. Is it, you know, in true form, of course, the book arrived today.
Mm-hmm.
So, so I've barely had a chance to even look at the damn thing. Is it truly a diary, or is it just like, a chapter by chapter or story by story?
Oh, it's really a diary. It was kind of started as somebody on our website, on the message board on our website, said, what do you do all day? And it was kind of an interesting question to me because I'd never really chronicled that. So I wrote down everything that I did that day, like everything from waking up to hitting how many times I hit the bathroom to like the quick conversations, how long I spent emailing, and posted it on the website. And people were fascinated by it. And I said, well, I'll keep it going.
So do you start off with like Dear Diary and end it XOXO Kevin, or no?
It's basically one gay greeting short of that, yes. I don't have the XOXO, but it's a real like, 12:10:06, got up, went to the bathroom, 20 minutes, played the Nintendo DS while sitting on the bowl, then I head to the kitchen. Like, it really kind of chronicles the moment by moment. And I kept going with it because I was like, I'm going to love to read this in 20 years. Or even better, like 40 years, if I make it that long, where I'm like infirmed and I'm like, I can't believe I wasted all my time doing such mundane things.
Well, you know, Michael Palin just put out a diary as well, and it was 10 years of his life, day-to-day 10 years of his life, from pre-Pythons through the Pythons making it big.
Wow.
Yeah, and
see, now that's a book worth reading. Mine, not so much.
Now, from the notes that I have here, it says that in the book you explain how you, and I'm dying to know this, how you managed to make and release Clerks while spending most of your time lying in bed watching TiVo.
Yeah, that was Clerks 2 specifically. Like, during the course of the writing of that blog, I was we were working on Clerks 2, and it's weird. Like, running up to the movie, I do spend an inordinate amount of time watching TiVo and pleasuring myself, if you will. And somehow we got some other
channels
stuff.
I don't get. either that or you're into Star Wars a lot more than I know.
Oh, God, yes, that's totally me. I spend a lot of time online, sir, and as you know, online is the home of pornography.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's porn online?
Where have you been?
So, but the thing that surprises me now is I didn't realize when you wrote that scene in Clerks 2, and I'm curious as to, you know, where you lie on this, and I have a feeling I know, but when you wrote that scene about Star Wars versus Lord of the Rings,
right,
is that a battle you had, and it just became a scene?
It wasn't so much a battle I had, but it was, I just remember getting kind of irritated as people started referring to Lord of the Rings simply as the trilogy. Mm-hmm. And going like, hey, man, there's only one trilogy, and it happened a few years ago, and it had robots in it. And also, as much as I enjoyed Lord of the Rings, but, like, it really was just three movies about people walking in various degrees. It was kind of a slow cardio exercise trilogy of flicks. So that kind of wound up in the flick. But, you can kind of see the mindset that went into making that flick, amongst other things in the book. I can't speak for its quality, but if quantity equaled quality, then it's a really great book because there's a lot of small words in it.
How unnatural is your love of Star Wars? Like, at what point does it just become sick?
You know, I just spent so much time digging it as a kid that it kind of carried over a bit into adulthood. I mean, it wasn't a plan. It wasn't like, I'm going to do this one day, but I did ultimately wind up getting married at Skywalker Ranch.
Oh, my
God. Did you really?
Yeah, it's pretty gay when you think about it.
I had a friend, when he got married, he wanted to have all kinds of Star Wars themes, you know, mm-hmm. things at his wedding, and his wife said no, but she did allow them, when they walked out with the recessional after the ceremony, they did walk down the aisle back out of the church to the Star Wars theme. So that was the closest he was allowed to get.
Yeah, I know people that had total Star Wars themed wedding where they dressed up like rebels and Imperials.
Now,
I didn't get invited to that wedding, and Lord, do I wish I had been, because that would have been tons of material.
Speaking of being married, now what's life like as a dad?
You know, it's pretty good because I don't do any of the heavy lifting. My wife is the primary caregiver for the kids, so I'm almost
lucky for the kid.
Very lucky for the kid, because I'm not somebody you want leading your life. Where, I mean, if I was in charge, I'd be like, you know, you're six. It's time to learn how to smoke. So mercifully, she has that gig, and I'm the guest star in the parental relationship. The guy who gets to drop by, say funny things, make fun of mom, and head on with the day.
I don't know if it's an insult or not, but I have a dog named Harley also.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
I named yours after the bike, right?
Well, actually, he came with the name, but yeah, you're right. It did come after the bike. You went with the Batman villain, didn't you?
Yeah, mine's named after the comic book villainess, which, you know, she's going to spend a lot of time on a therapist couch going, they named me after the Joker's sidekick whore.
Hey, what's this new movie you're working on? Zach and Mary? Is that the way it is?
Zach and Mary Make a Porno? Yeah, we start shooting that in January.
Who's going to be in it?
We're still kind of locking those deals down now, so I'm not at liberty to say. Uh-huh. I mean, at one point, for a while, I was saying, hey, Rosario Dawson's going to be in it because I wrote it for her, and then Rosario took another job.
Oh.
So now I feel like, oh, I'm not going to say anything until I see a signed contract.
You know,
but
we,
at that point, then I'll be screaming it from the rooftop.
We've talked about this before, but Rosario Dawson brings a whole new meaning to hot.
Yeah, she's really wonderful.
It's a unique meaning to hot.
Mm-hmm. And nice, too. Like, totally easy to get along with and just one of the guys. Big comic book geek herself, too.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I
just
can
like,
watch...
And just like me, a comic book geek with very large boobs.
Speaking of which, I can watch that dance on the roof scene in Clerks 2 over and over again.
Yeah, totally, especially on slow.
You don't get out of the bed with the TiVo, do you?
Never, sir. I'm there all the time.
And this show, Reaper, you know, CW keeps sending me, DVDs of it. You're directing one of them?
Yeah, I directed the pilot. It airs tonight on whatever station the CW is.
Okay.
And it's really funny, actually. I'm pretty proud of it. I didn't write it, but I directed it, and you kind of feel my flavor and seize all over the thing. But it's a pretty funny show about a kid whose parents wind up, they sold his soul to the devil before he was 21, before he was born. And on his 21st birthday, he finds out he's an indentured servant to the devil. And it's good, man. The critics really seem to dig it, so...
Check it out. And on top of this, I didn't even know there was a Heroes spinoff, and you are writing and directing the very first episode?
Yeah, I'm Heroes Origins, it's called, where it kind of takes place in the Heroes universe, but we don't get to use any of the Heroes stars because they're all working on the main show and whatnot, and also they're like, we don't want to, you know, hitch their wagons up to your loser star. So you get to create new characters, and then I get to write and direct it, and they've kind of given me free rein. They're like, do whatever you want.
Oh,
you know,
man.
Within reason, of course, I can't have them curse, which kind of sucks because it's TV.
Can you smoke on TV anymore?
You might be able to, but I think you have to be a villain to do it, which makes no sense to me. So I think it airs in April or something. I'm in the middle of writing it now. We don't start shooting until after the first of the year.
Well, Kevin, look, I know they're going to pull you from us any second now, but I thank you for taking the time. Please come visit. Just come hang. We'll go. We'll eat. We'll increase our man boobs. You know, we'll do all of that. I
promise, sir. Next time I'm in Philly with, like, time on my hands and whatnot, I'm there.
You track me down. Kevin Smith, his new book, My Boring-Ass Life, the Unconformably Candid Diary of Kevin Smith. Good luck to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Excellent talking to you, John. Thanks, man.
Bye now.
I-29 and Northwest Vivian Road. Call 1-800-NEW-CHEV or click fankc.com for details. That's fankc.com. Chevy and American Revolution.
Yeah, let's just come back, man. It's 836, 70 degrees in Kansas City. Johnny there, Fox Sports, Terry Coogan. Just flipping back to the book again.
Crazy talented Kevin Smith. He's on the line. He's ready to go.
What a crazy-ass story. This guy, you know, he never really wanted to be, I think, in front of it. I don't think he wanted to be a big star as much as a writer and a director the whole time. And an entire world has opened up for this guy, and it all started with Clerks, man.
Born August 2nd in Red Bank, New Jersey. He is the man behind such classic films as Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. All this before the age of 40. Hello, overachiever. Thanks for making us all look bad. Please welcome Kevin Smith.
Kevin, welcome back to the show.
How are you? What was that little weird bio intro that sounded like a robot describing me?
We actually have a robot, Kevin.
That is tremendous. Where can I get one of those? I would like to have that robot just walk around and describe the things that I'm doing to me. Born in 1970, and you did these things. I would totally build my self-esteem every morning.
And I've been reading your book, so I'm just imagining it following me around going, you let the dogs out, Scully and Molly. You know, you poop.
That's a book that lives up to its title, doesn't it?
Good Lord and sweet baby Jesus. Here's what I've learned about you, Kevin. Of course, Clerks, one and two, I love it.
Thank you.
Dogma, Chasing Amy, everything you've done, Jay and Silent Bob, I've always been a fan of.
Thank you, sir.
But what I've learned on top of that is you love the video games, you love your TiVo, you love your wife very much, you have an incredible sex life, a sex life I could only imagine having.
It's on paper it sounds probably much better than it is in real life.
I got to tell you, it sounds like you get laid constantly every day.
That was a good year for me. That whole period of the blog, man. I did wind up getting a lot of action.
Yeah, yeah. A couple dogs. I don't know if it's still Scully and Mulder. Or
didn't get any action with the dogs, though.
Brainless Wonder and Captain Insecurity.
Yes, yes. Those are the mutts. It's a book. I mean, it's weird to call it a book because, you know, to me, a book is like where you sit down and you plan on writing it. This was just like I'd written a blog online for a long time, and Titan, the company that published it, got in contact with me and said, hey, can we publish this? And I said, do I have to do anything? And they said, no. And I said, go ahead. So all of a sudden, I had a book.
It's a huge book, dude. It's small text, and it's 500 pages almost.
Totally. I mean, I can't speak to the content, or I can't speak to how riveting a read it is, but if quality meant quantity, or quantity meant quality, it would be an excellent book, because it's thick with little words in it, a lot of tiny print.
So you didn't read your own book?
No, because, I mean, I had written those blogs over the course of like a year, year and a half, and I just didn't want to go back and reread them. The whole thing kind of started as an experiment, because somebody asked me on our message board on our website, like, what do you do all day? And I thought it was a kind of good question, because I was like, you know, I never really thought about what I do all day. So I started chronicling everything I did from the moment I woke up to the moment I went to sleep in a real kind of like, not like a Dear Diary, but in a kind of fashion of like, got up, let the dogs out, took
yeah,
a crap,
like
played Nintendo while I was doing it. Because I wanted to like be able to read it 20 years from now, so I could see how I wasted my time when I had my health and youth on my side.
I get up and drop Harley off at school. I pick up some McDonald's hash browns, 2 dozen roses, both hot and iced lattes for Jen to celebrate the 7th anniversary of the first time we'd ever effed.
Right.
I'm like, wow. You understand your kid's going to see this. Your kid's going to read this phrase. Today's the 7th anniversary, the first time Jen and I ever kissed and effed, and effed, and effed, and effed, and effed. This
one, right,
more than any other, is proof positive that one excellent lay can change your whole life forever. Happy anniversary, babe. Now take off those effing PJs and let her live a fond memory, but without the heavy chafing.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that worked?
And I'm not going to read from the book anymore, but I didn't know that Jason Muse lives with you. So Jay and Silent Bob really do live together.
They do. They do. And unfortunately, the real Jay, for a period, wasn't nearly as fun-loving as the movie Jay. Like, there's a big section of the book, I wrote, like, this series of blogs, like, nine-part series called Me and My Shadow about his battle with drug addiction. It's actually some of the best writing I've ever done. It's a real insight into the guy behind that character.
And I'm only 100 pages in, and because it's not a fast read. Like, you got to stop and kind of think about what's going on, because it's weird in the sense that there's no plot to it, you know? It really is a diary. Like, it's a new day every day. And sometimes there's a storyline that goes through if you're working on a project. But other than that, it's a lot of talk about masturbating, bunless cheeseburgers, Nintendo, Law & Order, and your dog's pissing you off in the morning.
Very much so. I mean, it lives up to its title, that's for sure. It is pretty damn boring. But it's kind of like, you know, you meet a lot of people who go, like, you must have an exciting life. And then I can just hand them this and be like, not really. Check it out.
But you know what? You know what's great about the book? If you're just tuning in the show, Kevin Smith is with us. You may know him as Silent Bob from Clerks or Dogma or Chasing Amy or any of the great movies that we've all come to love. But you are very similar. Like, it all works together. Like, the character in Clerks and the Clerks movies and your life and how you're living and what you find entertaining, it's all incredibly similar. Like, there's no big stretch going on there.
No, not at all. I mean, I steal liberally from my own life in order to make those movies.
That's fantastic. Now, Jen, tell me about Schwalbach.
Schwalbach, that's my wife. I met her when she interviewed me when she was working at USA Today. Something kind of similar to this. So you never know. You and I could wind up married at the end of this interview.
I don't want you snuggling from behind, pushing it up against my you-know-what.
That's my move, my one lame move. It's really hard to do because my gut is getting bigger and bigger. So it's kind of like a sumo wrestler coming at you. But we met during an interview and just kind of hit it off really well. Apparently, I was a very good interview, and it turned into a marriage sometime down the road.
And people are going to love this book. If you're a Kevin Smith fan, if you're a Jay and Silent Bob fan, Clerks 1 or 2, if you love any of that, you'll love this, because it does talk about the fact that her parents live with you. They help you out there as assistant, right? Correct?
Mm-hmm. Her mom's my assistant, which means that, you know, I will never be chasing my secretary around the desk. Or if I did, I'd need need to sit down with a therapist or psychiatrist for a long, long time. But we got this weird built-in support system in the house with her parents with us, and they kind of take care of the kid. Like, we get away with saying, like, we don't have a nanny like those Hollywood people, but we do kind of. They just happen to be related to us.
It's a great book. Like I said, if you're a fan of the movies or anything else, man, it's going to be great. And tonight you got something special going on because you wrote and direct an episode of, what is it? It's on the CW tonight.
It's called The Reaper. Reaper. It airs on CW this evening, wherever that is. I'm not sure where it is on the dial. It's tough
to find sometimes.
It's the station normally known for stuff like The Model Show, America's Next Top Model, and shows like back in the day, I think they used to do Moesha and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they're trying to turn it around now, and they let us make this show called Reaper, which is actually really fun and funny. And it's about this kid who on his 21st birthday finds out that his parents, before he was even born, sold his soul to the devil, and now he's the devil's indentured servant. But it's kind of done very tongue-in-cheek, and the critics seem to be digging it in a weird way.
Dude. And I know we got to wrap, and we are, but I got to tell you, man, you got to be just laughing. Every time you cash the check, you just look around and go, how did I get from here, from New York to here? How did this all happen?
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. I honestly feel like I perhaps did sell my soul to the devil to get where I am because, I'm not that talented, but yet I've got a pretty good life.
Congratulations. The book is good, Kevin, and it's always fun to have you on the show, brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
We'll have you back on, all right?
Oh, please do.
See you, man. Good luck with it all.
Okay, bye.